on the line and in the studio. I've got people. Alex, can we hear you on the line?
I think I'm still connected to the camera, Matt. I'm not.
No, it's working.
Sure.
It's working.
Oh, it's working.
It is awesome. Working. Yeah, everything's working. Awesome. And in the studio, I've got Joel. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, Joel. I'm good. Thank you for getting up early. Or Alex, thank you for getting Joel up early so he could come in. And
he did it by himself.
and Joel has Joel's told his mum that he's on the radio today. Did you tell your parents, Alex?
Nope.
No, well, that's right, because I have.
No. Oh, evil.
So, these guys are a part of a band called Mondo Green, and you guys just suddenly appeared. Oh, I heard about you from other people in town just on the weekend, and then you popped up on the notice board at the end of the weekend. And Alex, first of all, I've known you since you were like 8 years old, and maybe I wasn't paying a lot of attention, but I don't remember a lot of music happening, just mostly soccer when you were a kid. So do you want to fill me in there? What was going on?
Oh, I was always playing around with the piano.
Oh, that's right. I remember.
It's kind of a pretty... One of my friends put me on to Ableton, and I just got addicted to making beats.
Oh, right. Much. Right. And Joel, we knew you were into music. You've been seen on the streets and helping out with Whangaroa Talent Factory, playing at school and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
When did you start playing music?
It would have been year 10 in high school. Like, that's when I first picked up the ukulele, and that's where it started with me. And then, of course, progressing from ukulele to guitar to bass, piano. I've been eventually finding myself at banjo now.
Okay. And there are many ukuleles at Raglan Area School, aren't there?
Yes.
Everyone picks up one at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who was your teacher at that point?
My teacher for ukulele, that was Dave O'Loughlin and Nicky Keys.
Okay. And guys, Alex, who are the other band members? And can we call it a band given that you're in Wellington and Joel's up here in Raglan?
Yeah, I guess we can call it a band. We haven't played any gigs or anything yet, but we're getting there. We got Aidan Scott Navasek, who's a very talented guitarist. He also plays for another band called Universal Authors.
Okay.
A little bit more well known up in Auckland. And we have Connor Quickfoot, and he's been part of the Cambridge music scene for a while. What band was he in, John?
He's in a band called B-Tend Rocket, and he played for the talent show that
a couple years ago.
Yeah, that was
what was his instrument again?
He plays drums.
Okay, those guys were quite good. We thought they were quite good, but lead singer turned his back on the audience.
Yeah, that sounds like him.
The judges were 100% impressed with the stagecraft.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the music was good, and they were skilled. All right, so this is a super group then, because you're from different towns and from different bands. How do you describe the music, Joel? Do you want to hit the ball first?
I'd kind of give it like a indie kind of R&B vibe, maybe a bit alt or something, just with the way that we've incorporated the synth kind of sounds into some of the songs, like the Lever 80s inspired bonus track, which is kind of a little different than the rest of the vibe of the album. Everything else is kind of chill and mellow. And then,
okay. And Alex, do you agree with that? Would you describe it differently?
Oh, I agree. I think it's just us and experimenting and just seeing what comes out of like a little kick sound or a little snare sound, and just building off that.
And you're
playing
you're,
some guitar.
You're doing the singing, Alex?
Yeah, I do the singing and the production. So all the drums in this track are MIDI drums in all the tracks. So they're just like programmed in on a computer.
Okay. And how do you describe your singing? Do you have a description for the style of singing?
You know what, Aaron? I've never been asked that question before.
No, you'll have to get used to this.
I kind of just swing it, you know?
To me, it's very low key. Right?
Yeah,
as in not key as in pitch, but as in the vibe.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the first track that I ever sung on is actually on the album. That was the intro track. And I just got really wasted one night, really intoxicated, drunk. And I was like playing with these puzzles. And when I felt these puzzles, it just felt really good. So
got up and sang.
Yeah, exactly. And
have you sung in public then?
Yeah, I mean, I've sung in front of a few people. I've sung on Tractor FM, a few times.
Like, okay, that's cool. What are we doing with the album? Like, what's the plan?
Well, this is just to get our sound out there. Mm. Maybe get, I don't know, if we can get it out to 100 people, it's good. And then we're going to record a proper album for the next one.
Yeah, this is just part one so that we can kind of start growing a bit of a following and people can kind of see what stuff we're into and what stuff we like to create. And then it also helps once we're all back together and we want to do gigs, so we can show gig venues like our set list and what we can do, and they can from there.
Yeah.
And then, because this is only part one, so it means that we've got a second part which we're all going to write and contribute as well, and that'll be the second half.
So if people are looking on Spotify, they just look for Mondo Green Part 1, or just Mondo Green's enough, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Mondo Green puts us at the top of everything, I think.
Because there is no other band called Mondo Green. In fact, is that a new word?
No,
it comes from the term, is it Mondo Green, Alex?
Mondo Green with an E where the O's.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it basically comes from the meaning when you listen to a song but you mishear the lyrics, so you don't hear them correctly.
Oh,
and,
is that right?
And that's where
is that how you describe Alex's singing?
Yeah. Yeah. You can be a little hard to understand sometimes, eh?
But that's right. We live in the era of mumble rap, so you know, it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Oh, you hit the nail on the head there.
Yeah. So, all right, so that's... what about... I asked for some promotional materials, some visual promotional materials. I got a cover of the album and a picture of your guys' head stuck on some bodybuilders. Yeah. Is this the vibe you're going for?
I think we're just trying to have fun with it, you know? You know, this is a way that we can kind of express ourselves through our music and the things that we create, and we're just trying to have fun with it and, you know, keep it lighthearted. Don't want to make it too serious, of course.
Mm. And Alex, you were one of our DJs for a few years when you were finishing high school, part of Peanut Butter Jam and Time. Did that stimulate some interest in music, or you already had it?
Of course, I was already interested, and I was building playlists, and mucking around with some DJ decks and stuff. But yeah, that was Sven and Dougal, who were my co-hosts, were the people who put me onto the old production software. And now Dougal's still producing stuff. Sven's still producing stuff. We just all got hooked on it.
Right. So there's lots of people in their bedrooms all over the world, I suppose, with the software now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say hundreds of thousands, if not millions, probably. Yeah.
People keep looking for, like, what's the next revolution in music, and I think that accessibility of production software has got to be where it's happening.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are just making mumble rap in their bedrooms.
Because, rap's easy to make.
Yeah, exactly.
Joel, you're at Wintec at the moment doing music there?
Yeah, I'm in my third and final year.
Okay, so what have you been learning there?
So I'm majoring in performance and production, so that's the whole, like, recording side of things, so doing, like, a session recording or a band studio recording, and then learning how to mix and master it and add effects, and then obviously performance side of it, so that's like networking and how to kind of promote yourself as an artist and as a musician. And then, so it's not just limited to just hopping up on stage and doing a set list and then going away, you know, it's about the processes behind the actual performance as well.
Okay. And Alex, you're down in Wellington. What are you doing at the moment?
Living. No, I'm working as a barista for Raglan Roast down here.
Oh, okay.
Which is good fun.
Yeah, go on.
Wait. I'm studying law as well, which is always good. Good little side hustle.
Right, I didn't think you'd gone to Wellington just to be a barista.
What? No, it's good being a barista, you know?
Yeah, but I saw your parents the other day, so I had some vague memory that something else was happening other than that. How did you decide on a style of music? Like, I got you guys to say what your style of music is. Did you decide on a style, or does it just kind of come out like that?
it just kind of happened, like, because at the start when me and Alex first started making music together, we were living in the same flat together, so he was, like, on the other side of a wall, so I'd hear his, like, music coming through his monitors and hear it through the walls and stuff like that, and then, you know, I'd go kick it in his room and stuff, and then that's when we actually started writing music, and a lot of the stuff that we'd already written had kind of the same vibe, or was in the same genre, so... like take Stop Punishing Yourself, which is on the album. That was me and Alex's first song that we ever wrote together and stuff like that, and it was just a simple little melody and a bass line, and from that Alex already had lyrics written where he just put on top of the melody, and we just found that it just flowed nicely.
Okay, so that's how it goes together. And so, Alex, you were making beats in your room or something that Joel heard through the wall. Is that what was happening?
Yeah, it's probably like house music or something. I think we make so many different types of music together and individually, but this is kind of an amalgamation of the indie style music that we make.
There's something really different about your guys' generation. Like when my generation was growing up, we didn't have access to all the music in the world under the sun, and we probably turned it, not that I was a musician, but we probably turned our noses up at our parents' music, and so there was a much more sharply focused style that young people were doing. Well, there was rap and there was metal. They were the ones where lots of noise was happening when I was a teenager. But you guys just seem to have access to everything, don't you?
Yeah.
True. Yeah.
I mean, it's a perk, like, growing up in an age where everything's so easily accessible. You know, we have Spotify, YouTube, even just Google and stuff like that, so anything that we want to, especially with Spotify, like I notice when I'm looking through or trying to find new music, I go on an artist that I already like, and Spotify has a feature where it shows what their fans also like, so you can kind of see similar artists that do the same thing, which makes it easier just to kind of open yourself up to new music.
So Alex, what sort of, whose music are you listening to at the moment?
Right now, like, the last song I listened to is actually on my screen right now. It was Pepperoni Playboy by Mac DeMarco. That was the last song I listened to.
Do many people know who that is?
Yeah, I don't know who Mac DeMarco
is. I feel like they would, yeah.
Okay, all right. Joel, what's the last thing you listened to?
I've been listening to Grant Perez, a song specifically called Cherry Wine. It's nice and mellow, and it's kind of got a more acoustic vibe, and it's quite nice to listen to.
I don't think I've heard of them at all. or her.
Yeah.
But generally, like, what else have you been listening to?
I've been listening to a lot of Australian surf rock, like, genre-wise. That's my go-to genre, surf rock altogether. So bands like Skigs, Hockey Dad.
So that's a genre, Australian surf rock.
Yeah, they've got their own genre.
Like, I've played those bands, but I didn't realise that was a specific genre. So, Alex, what about you? How wide are you reaching for music?
I mean, anything from the Human League, Pet Shop Boys, back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
To, we go way back to, I don't know, what's that dude's name? I have to,
You're going to have to look it up. I'll talk about
Otis Redding, Cigarettes and Coffee. It's probably one of my favorite songs.
That is going back. You know, there's something I've noticed because, like, my girls listen to music from the 70s, which is the decade I was born. But if I think about...
Disco.
But I think about when... Like, I would never have listened to music from the decade my father was born, from the 40s. Yeah. I think I can name one song from that decade, which is a famous war song, Vera Lynn, We'll Meet Again, and that's it. And I just feel a complete disconnection to that music. So I don't know what... Something happened when rock and roll came in the 50s. I don't know what it was, but it really was. It's such a big revolution, like a big shift culturally. And here we are. You guys are still listening to that stuff.
Oh, yeah, pop music kind of became pop music.
Yeah, and before that, there was a lot of jazz. Do you guys listen to jazz?
Personally, yes.
I dabble, of course, because obviously being in a music degree, there's lots of different artists and songs that people listen to. So, of course, you pick up every once in a while.
Yeah. So what are you going to do, Joel, next year when you finished your study?
I'm hoping to get some full-time I want to work full time. I'm overstudying. I mean, I'm not over it, but like, you know, I want a break just so that I can not have to worry about stress of submitting assignments and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I still feel good when I think about it 30 years later not having to submit assignments.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, even now I've got, like, assignments kind of looming and stuff that I should be working on and stuff like that. And, yeah, just the stress associated with it. So I feel like, because my original goal is to do my music degree and get my bachelor's and then go study at Waikato and do a postgrad for teaching.
Okay.
So that then I can be a secondary school teacher.
I think they need one here at the moment. Peter Scandera retired.
Oh, true.
Yeah, I'm going to interview him on Monday.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he can – but, yeah.
It could be something to look into, that's for sure. But yeah, for now, I want to kind of finish off this year, see the connections and stuff that I make in the actual industry, and get a job working, hopefully, in Raglan. But I just want time to build experience and kind of, you know, learn more about the industry that I want to be in, until I'm ready to go back and study and finish my postgrad.
Do you have a preference for, like, performing live or recording music or producing?
I love performing. You know, I've always been like that because from a child, really, like, whether it was dancing or even now in high school performing at prize givings or other little gigs around Raglan or now performing in Hamilton and stuff like that, I feed off energy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, from crowds and stuff like that. And I just love being on stage. It's just, it's hard to describe the feeling. You just, when the crowd gives back the same energy that you're putting out, it's just the best feeling.
Are we going to see you guys play live maybe in summer?
Yeah, maybe in summer, I think.
That wasn't like a resounding yes. That wasn't a resounding yes.
Oh, I was just giving him time to answer and think about it. I mean, I'm always keen. And I'm sure that we could find gigs and stuff like that. There would be heaps of opportunities and stuff, especially in summer.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure the Yacht Club would find some space for you guys. Yeah.
It depends when I get out of the city, back to the town.
Right. Well, I mean, don't you do the thing when your last exam happens in November, December, and then you head back home, or is the barista job going to consume your life?
Oh, I don't know. It might be sooner. Might be sooner, might be later. We'll just have to wait and see.
Okay. All right, no plans for later.
No.
Now, Joel, you were part of the Majestic Unicorns.
I was, yes.
Do you regret that band name?
I don't regret it. I mean, it's a part of my life, you know, and the decisions that we make kind of help.
I actually don't think you should. I was just kind of, I don't know why I said that, actually.
You know, you just kind of like... there was maybe room to improve on the name. I mean, I wasn't a part of a band when it first formed. I joined later on. Yeah. But, you know, it's all experience that we can put towards the future and stuff like that, and look where I am now.
Yeah, so folks, the Majestic Unicorns were a Raglan Area School band that went to Battle of the Bands. You guys did quite well. In your first year, you got through to the next round.
Yeah, and we were the youngest to get through the first round. I think we made it to Waikato Regionals.
Yeah. So how was that at that age? Was that like a kind of mind-blowing?
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously we'd been practicing and grinding our sets for a while and stuff like that. So it was pretty nice to like just have a validation that we were good enough to make it through to the next round, especially at that age. Yeah, it was a good feeling, that's for sure. And then obviously because I love performing as well and just being able to perform our original works in front of other people and get ourselves out there.
Yeah. And you play that, you're focusing on the banjo at the moment, is that what I hear?
Yeah, that's my main instrument at the moment, because I play guitar, ukulele, bass, piano, banjo, and a bit of the drums. But I'm really working on my banjo at the moment. I've got lessons at the moment with Paul Trenwith.
He used to be my boss when I was really young. Not in music, obviously, because I can't play music. But
yeah. So he's a...
You're lucky he's like...
Yeah, he's the top of the top for banjo. Yeah. And I'm lucky because WinTech gets WinTech pays for my tutelage, so I don't actually have to pay for lessons with him because it's covered under the course and stuff. So
I get
free lessons from Paul and stuff like that, and they're going great so far. You know, obviously I'm learning a lot more than I thought, because I thought I was, you know, I wasn't good, but I wasn't bad either. I thought I was kind of decent, but now, like, just realizing all the stuff that he's taught me in these past 3 weeks and stuff like that, just how broad of an instrument the banjo is.
Yeah.
And the things that you can do with it.
Folks, Paul Trenwith was a banjo player for the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. They had their own TV show in the early 70s in New Zealand. I think it was the early 70s.
I've got no
idea. No. You weren't around. I was just born. I think his son is my age, and he was a baby on the show. I remember him saying that. So for older people, he's actually quite well known. The Hamilton County Bluegrass Band is really well known. Yeah. Well, look, it's probably time to wrap up. Do you guys want to have a quick debate amongst yourselves about what song we should play to go out on off the new album?
Ooh,
something that represents the band. No, yes, Alex, you've got to be... It's not good self-promotion, the shortest one. What's something that represents... we just played Shoes, so you can't play that, Joel.
I mean, we could play Call Me, so hopefully Aaron gets some calls and throw out his radio show.
That's not a bad idea.
People don't call at the studio in Raglan. They just wait till they see me down the main street.
Right.
Yeah, that's like Raglan's it's like that. Even people will do a prize draw and no one will call, and then later on the day they'll be like, "Oh, you still got that prize?" So yeah. All right. So this is. Hold on. What was the name of the song? Call Me.
Call Me.
So there's the stripped back acoustic version and there's the main version. We play the main version?
Yeah, the main version will do.
Yeah, probably the main version.
Okay.
Unless you want to really bore your listeners.
Oh, yeah. No. Joel, you've got to teach him about promotion.
I see.
Yeah, he needs a bit of help with that. So, folks, we've been talking to Alex Carter and Joel Newport from the band Mondo Green. And hopefully we see you guys play live in Raglan.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you for having us on, man.
When the summer comes around. Yeah, no, I appreciate this is early in the morning. When I was your age, I don't think I would have coped with this, so I really appreciate it. And thanks for coming in, Joel, too.
Sweet. All good, Aaron.
All right, here's Call Me, Mondo Green. And Alex, we'll say goodbye to you.
Oh, goodbye. Goodbye.
always.